and so that way I could ask them to ask some questions. And these professionals indicated that they thought that just to bring the records of the Buffalo History Museum archive to date and do a line item inventory of everything that's there and find out if there are 700,000 items missing or 305,000 or whatever it is, which are just not there at all for whatever reason, and do a line item inventory of everything that's there, you'd be talking about something like 3 archivists over a 15 or 20 year career.
Okay?
In other words, 3 full-time people.
That's based on a summary item or more.
Correct.
Okay. It sounds like a reasonable
I haven't heard it before, and I'm not holding you to book, sir, for anything, you know, but you're just trying to be helpful to me. If you think of somebody working a 40-hour week, and they're working for 15 or 20 years, that their only job was to bring the records completely up to date to, today, what is it, May 24th, 2017, as of today, everything is flawlessly line item inventoried, and then whatever is missing is known, whatever is gone or stolen and was never delivered is known, and whatever is in the collection is properly inventoried. They estimated something like 3 archivists for a 15 or 20 year full time period.
And I think the law that they have $75,000 or more,
and you feel that's a reasonable estimate of what it would take to bring the records of the History Museum archives to date?
The number of hours seems to be aligned with reality, I'll put it that way.
All right, that's fair enough. I thank you for that. Now, I would like to ask you, you've been very gracious and generous with your time, and I would like to ask for your further indulgence. I know, and I appreciate that very much. I'd like you, just yourself, to give some thought to what the needs and requirements might be based on how enormous the collection is and how little has been done to, my understanding is that, and I give all the encouragement and kudos in the world to whoever is funding it and however it's been done, but my understanding is that up until 2 or 3 years ago, the archive was a disaster.
They clearly need work and that need is recognized.
All right. Fair enough. And so, I know that when I was in the archive, I watched a staff member, somebody is requesting old photographs or something, and they just pulled out a 4-inch thick pile of folders filled with photographs and put it on a table and like, if you need anything else, let me know. And I walked past and I realized there was no list. There wasn't even a number on a folder, like this folder should have 27 pictures in it or whatever. And I'm not blaming the archivist. She's I'm not blaming her.
That's the way they came in originally, and nothing was ever done beyond that. I see that very clearly.
Right. And if somebody were to just sit down and I also was in the archive on an occasion where literally there were 12 or 14 people. And this person sat with a microphone, and this person wants some sort of maps that have to be gotten from downstairs. And the telephone is ringing, and the email needs to be answered. And there's one poor soul, on one occasion when I went, and there was just one person to deal with all of this. And